You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Right, I'm looking at what you sent and Ann sent.
I know, isn't that cool?
It does look. That's we should do a wanted poster. We should do it as a wanted poster.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted on the radio.
We should make a special one for him in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee. Tired of local radio or something, you know. Tired of. Want to. I don't know. Yeah, there should be something aimed right at Milwaukee. That's a great idea. Sam is walking quickly.
Oh, yep.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Finally, we're back. We had a slight technical glitch on the control board, and
but Sam fixed it.
Did you fix it, Sam? Are we back to normal here?
I pulled the plug and then I put it back in.
I told you to do that.
That's what we said for you to
what
do.
What the hell is this? Oh man!
I couldn't have done it without the help of our engineers who. Who so nicely woke up early this morning to help get us back on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again.
Well, here we are.
Restart.
Reset. Okay.
Well, okay.
Let's get right to it, huh?
Let's get right.
We only have a minute left in this.
Tell people what the weather is right now. They could do with that.
It's partly cloudy. It's 16 degrees. The high today about 22 degrees. And we expect a mix of clouds and some sunshine. A little chillier today. But then it'll be back a little milder tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
Okay.
All right. We'll be talking to
Brittany.
Well, we've got a couple of guests coming up. We've got the pet dating game coming up. And then
with the Dayton County Humane Society.
And then later on.
Yes. We're going to be finding out about the ice festival.
Yes.
I don't have it right.
The Frozen Assets
Thank
Fest.
You. Thank you, Sam.
There you go.
All right. Let's see. Do I have time to tell everybody what we're, who's? Okay. We'll be right back. We're off to a great start.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com.
And here I thought all the work and all the preparation for this program went right down the drain.
But
we're back, and we've got everything all lined up. Idiocracy is just jam-packed and filled. And you brought a couple of cuts in, which are... the Jamie Raskin thing on MSNBC.
With Rachel Maddow last night.
Very good. And
wow.
Kind of lays it out.
Yeah.
But the sad thing is we have no backup in this country because it's all controlled by Republicans. The voters thought that they could run the government a lot better. Mm. All right. And it's working out real well for you, isn't it? So far. Well, oh, man. And there's nobody to call. We can't ask the police to come in because they work for the government, which is now under Trump's control. We can't get anybody to help us. And I think it's going to have to take a coup by the Democrats. Well, that wouldn't be a coup, I guess. But they have to go in somehow and take control of the government again by force in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how.
Jamie Raskin is calling it a coup right now by Elon Musk.
Because it's outside people coming in to the government and taking it over.
Right.
Can it be a coup if people in the government went in and took over the government? I don't know. It's too confusing for me, but you know, this is what you get from a malignant narcissist sociopath. All right.
Well, I'll get to all that in a moment. We've got important things first. We've got to get to the National Day calendar.
I'm going on this depressing diatribe.
Let's go into the shallow water first.
Let's go to the shallow water.
To the deep end, okay?
Maybe that's what we should call this.
Yeah. Is it or is it not on this February 4th? Is it National Hemp Day? Is it National Homemade Soup Day? Is it National National Furniture Makers Day, National Thank a Mail Carrier Day, or National Create a Vacuum Day?
Wow.
A bunch of really weird days.
It's not Make a Vacuum Day?
Create a Vacuum Day?
Yeah, Create a Vacuum
Day. It actually is Create a Vacuum Day.
All right.
Sam, do you have a guess?
It's not Furniture Makers Day or whatever.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
You got one right. But what is Create a Vacuum Day? I think we're talking about actual vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
Sam, is that what you're doing?
Sucking up all the air.
Okay. Well, it actually is nothing like that, Sam. Create a Vacuum Day on February 4th explores spaces void of matter. On this day, we are challenged to create one. How do you create a vacuum? Well, it's a difficult in a world full of minuscule particles of matter to create a space that has absolutely no matter. However, we create partial or simple vacuums at home. One of the easiest ways is using a syringe. Oh no, I think this is going sideways,
is
isn't it?
Dangerous.
By plugging up the open end and pulling back on the plunger, the space inside will be mostly free of matter. There will always be microscopic particles, though. Okay. I don't know what the point of any of this is. It doesn't really make any sense to me, and I don't care.
Sounds like a field experiment to me.
It's National Hemp Day. Hey, all right. National Hemp Day proudly weaves a celebration surrounding an industry with a long and innovative history.
All right.
The world's earliest civilizations used hemp fibers to make fabric for clothing and other materials.
Guess what they do now?
Yeah, they do that now too. Yeah. Even America's founding fathers drafted early documents on hemp paper. And during the last century, leaders used hemp for victory campaigns during World War II to encourage farmers to grow hemp for military use. Of course, now it's all gone into other areas.
Well, it's wonderful to know that when Wisconsin passed the hemp law, allowing hemp growers to create the products now we inhale.
Right?
Unintentionally. Mm. I think that was a big day.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's National Homemade Soup Day. You like to make soup, don't you, John?
I love to make soup.
I thought so. Before the era of modern transportation, soup was a product of regionally available foods.
Sherry sent an emoji of a penguin vacuuming the floor with a vacuum, creating a vacuum. That's how you do it.
That's funny. I wonder if she made that with AI.
I don't know.
Think so? All right, enough about that one, Homemade Soup Day.
Yeah.
National Thank a Mail Carrier Today. You know, the mail carriers.
That's nice.
The postal workers, they work hard every day of the week, except for Saturdays and Sunday. No, I guess they do it Saturdays, too.
Yeah.
Thank a Mail Carrier Today. Also, Thank a Mailman Day. Same thing.
I accidentally did that yesterday.
What?
I was out picking up the garbage containers from the roadside, and and he was driving there, and this is the first time I've ever seen him, a young guy.
Yeah.
And we said hello, and I said hello. So, you know, I thank him.
That was nice of you to say hello.
You know.
Sam, do you have any history books,
boy, do I. The history book is packed for today. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to open it. We don't have time to open it.
No, we're way behind.
Today in 1789, The Electoral College convenes for the very first time because Inauguration Day used to be in March, I believe. Mm-hmm. But they voted on this day, the first Electoral College, to put George Washington into power. Those two first Electoral Colleges were the only ones ever to be unanimous for a candidate.
Boy, was that a big mistake, huh? Putting George Washington in charge? Oh, my gosh. And when he's crossing the Potomac and trying to come up with words and things we can say in the future.
We actually have that cut standing by. So.
We'll get that in a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was released on this day in 1938, the very first feature-length animated film.
Beautifully animated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Love watching it. 1941, Teflon was patented on this day.
Mm-hmm.
What would we do without Teflon?
Yeah. What would
1941.
What would we have done without that slippery surface?
Use cast iron because Teflon's bad for you.
Had a whole bunch of PFAS in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
What do we got? Today, in 2004, Facebook launched.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, sad. 21 years ago.
Yeah.
Crazy how long it's been. And we got quite a few birthdays. Charles Lindbergh, Rosa Parks, Betty Friedan, and Alice Cooper all have a birthday.
All right.
Good enough. All right, we're just getting going on this Tuesday. We're coming back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, I think the government is even worse than in Idiocracy, the movie.
Yes, it's happening.
It's in a really negative direction, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, especially the last couple of weeks, especially yesterday.
Yesterday, and we have Jamie Raskin, who will be talking about that in just a few moments here.
First, let me mention that David J. Frank is bringing you this portion of the John and Gordy Show. David J. Frank is your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years in business with lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. David J. Frank is the largest landscape contractor in Southeast Wisconsin with branches in Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha as well. You can just go to davidjfrank.com for all your landscaping and agricultural and horticultural needs. The okay, word I can never pronounce.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep practicing until
well,
I do.
Well, you know.
One time.
You need it.
I need that practice. Okay. I do. You try to say it.
I'm not going to try. I'm gonna make you look
Sam,
bad.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
And then joke about it.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay, we're in Idiocracy right now.
We are.
I just want to mention this. I just saw this as a post on X. This is from Elon Musk.
Uh-oh.
Reagan campaigned on ending the Federal Department of Education, which was created by Carter in 1979, but it was bigger when Reagan left office than when he started. Not this time. President Real Donald Trump will succeed. That's his handle on X. Real Donald Trump. All right, so, and then he includes a picture of the Washington Post, all right? And this is the headline, Trump preps order to dismantle education department as DOGE probes data. Now, that's okay, scary all by itself. Trump preps order to dismantle education department as DOGE probes data. Okay, and the subheadline is, closing the agency would require congressional approval. No kidding, Elon, okay? And so the new administration hopes to diminish it in the meantime. So that's it. Tear it apart as much as you possibly can. Make it toothless at one point, and then they'll have to, I guess, dismantle it, get rid of it.
With congressional approval.
Yeah.
Once it's completely destroyed.
The sad part is it's all Republican. Now, can they get everybody on board to dismantle this? Or,
well,
you know,
I don't know.
USAID? Are they going to dismantle that? Can they? They can't get rid of these departments. It's illegal, and they're trying to do it. And you know what? This is a guy, and I told you, Trump is on a kamikaze mission here. He is just like, you know, he can do anything he wants because it doesn't matter to him what eventually happens to this country. It doesn't matter.
He had Homeland Security locked down USAID.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how? How is that? Told the employees to go home.
See?
Put a yellow tape around it.
There's no loyalty to the Constitution. It is to one man at this point. And that's what we're looking at in this government. Why don't we get to that, Jamie Raskin?
Yeah, cut. We've got that standing by, don't we, Sam?
Do we have that? Ready?
This is last night on...
on MSNBC.
MSNBC, Rachel Maddow. And we're going to hear Jamie Raskin at the beginning of this, I think, along with Chris Murphy, who are outside of USAID. And talking about the protest.
All right, let's check it out.
And here we go.
You cannot wave away an agency that you don't like or that you disagree with by executive order or by literally storming into the building and taking over the servers. That is not how the American system of government works.
Just like Elon Musk did not create USAID, he doesn't have the power to destroy it. And who's going to stop him? We are. We're going to stop him. We don't have a fourth branch of government called Elon Musk. And that's going to become real clear.
They're shuttering agencies and sending employees home in order to create the illusion that they're saving money in order to do what? Pass a giant tax cut for billionaires and corporations.
Democratic members of the House and Senate outside the Washington headquarters of USAID today, they stood with protesters who had gathered to denounce the Trump administration illegally shuttering that agency. USAID employees were told to stay out of the agency's headquarters today. Many were locked out of the agency's computer systems. When senators and members of Congress tried to enter the building today, they were blocked by what appeared to be uniformed Department of Homeland Security officers. What are you doing there? There was also a protest this morning outside the Office of Personnel Management, which is essentially the federal government's HR department. This is the office from which Trump appointees have been sending out emails to federal employees telling them to quit. Pushback is happening on many fronts. Is it going to work? Joining us now is Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland. Can you describe your decision to go to USAID today? And actually, can you also describe what happened when you tried to go inside the building today?
What I see are all the telltale signs of a coup. A coup is a seizure of state power by unelected actors who work to take over the critical infrastructure of government outside of the rule of law. And that's what I see as going on right now. I mean, Elon Musk has basically tried to take control of the country's communications infrastructure, the governmental financial payments infrastructure, the data infrastructure, and he's got important parts of nodes of the military infrastructure. So I'm looking right through Donald Trump, who no doubt wants to abuse everybody's civil rights and civil liberties and centralize all the power in him. But at this point, you know, I'm with Steve Bannon and Laura Loomer and the people on the right who are saying, watch Elon Musk, because he's the guy who's trying to centralize all power behind him. And he hasn't been elected to anything.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Wow.
And, you know, they're just doing this.
Yes.
They're just doing it. They're just showing up at these agencies and shutting them down. So Department of Education's probably next.
Well, you know, everybody knows Senator John Kennedy.
From Louisiana.
Horrible name to have for a Republican. Yeah. Anyway, he said, to my friends who are upset, call somebody who cares. You better get used to
it. Wow.
I mean, you know, just...
think about that.
This is where we are at this point in this country.
Yeah.
And a party that doesn't care, kamikaze mission. And by the way, the story that we have today after 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at the reasons for this. The philosopher and the blogger who have influenced the Republican Party, the MAGA Party. Mm-hmm. And this is the worst we could do is losing the republic, and they're okay with that.
Apparently.
They're going to tear down everything before that. So, I mean, if we end up losing the republic, that's the end result. That's what they're looking at doing. And I'm not kidding. And it's truly an amazing story. And we'll have that a little after 7 o'clock.
You want to go to the phones right now? Matt is on the line. Sorry for keeping you waiting there, Matt. You can call us 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Matt, go ahead with your question or comment. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. The decline and eventual collapse of America was inevitable ever since 2008. It's been nothing but trying to keep the ship afloat. Once you lose your industrial base, you're kind of doomed. And the global South and other countries are turning against us even faster with Trump the clown in charge, picking fights with everyone. At least the Democrats wanted to manage the decline and make it a little less painful for people. But now he elected a psychopath that doesn't care. The billionaires are not patriotic. They have no allegiance to any country. They're global, so you can't rely on them for anything. So hopefully you guys are right about locally, maybe Wisconsin, we can do something as a state to help our people weather the storm that's coming.
Right.
But everywhere I look, they're not wrong about the budget problems. We do need to cut spending, but Social Security should not be on that chopping block, because my understanding is that's paid into. It's not a federal, tax related thing necessarily.
Right. Well, here's
disconnected from that.
Here's the thing, Matt. The thing is, spending isn't the problem. We're not spending enough. Okay, I've looked at the analysis. I've looked at the economics of all of this, and after looking at it, we don't have a spending problem. We have a tax cut problem. We continue to give tax cuts. Again, I've had that story a few times on here, where if we were to repeal all the tax cuts, including all the way back to George W. Bush, we would be even. The spending and everything else would be balanced. All right. We wouldn't be paying down the debt we have currently, but it would be in balance. So all we have to do is repeal tax cuts. That does the same thing to the budget as spending does. We take money out for tax cuts. We take money out for spending. Which would you rather have? Spending on us, our taxpayer dollars, spending it on us, or giving it to the billionaires and shifting the entire cost onto us in the form of more taxes? Right, Matt?
All right. I think Matt has gone along there. Let's go to Mark, who is on the next line there. Mark, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, what's kind of disgusting is for these billionaires, it's just a matter of them accumulating more power, more money in their pile, because they can't possibly be enjoying all the money that they have there, other than like the old cartoons of Scrooge McDuck diving into his pool of money in the vault.
Yeah.
I mean, that there's only so much you can spend on a daily basis, that all your physical needs are met. It's just a matter of ego. And do these people, they seem to forget the lessons of history, because what happened in France when things broke there? I mean, it was all the aristocrats who were getting dragged out and being relieved of the top, 12 inches of their body. It led all the way up to the king. The king eventually. Now, I'm not advocating for that kind of violence here, but I mean, these people do not seem to recognize. They go to a restaurant and they eat. How do they know that the person reaching for the sweetener doesn't actually, like in the dream that the woman had on 9 to 5, she actually accidentally grabbed the riddle rat rather than the skinny and sweet that as flavoring for whatever it is, because we're all vulnerable, and these people just seem to think they are above it all. And I fear for what's going to happen here, because things are going to snap, and they're going to snap pretty soon, I think. Because Trump has got no self-control, and the Republicans seem completely unwilling to impose any kind of control that they actually have, because it is a three-part government. We do not have a monarchy in this country. And when Charles I decided to defy Parliament, eventually they got tired of it and relieved him of his head.
Well,
Mark, thanks for that.
I like that as a solution, Mark. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I would have suggested it, but...
Yeah. You know, it's scary because Elon is friends with Trump, obviously.
Yeah.
He's buddy-buddy with Trump now. He's also very tied in with Putin. In fact, this is what Putin said just a day or two ago. He told a journalist, Pavel Zobran, this is a quote from Vladimir Putin, "I assure you, Trump, with his character, with his persistence, will restore order there quite quickly, and all of them, you'll see." He's talking about the European allies being upset.
Yes, very upset.
He says, "Soon they will all stand at the feet of the master and will gently wag their tails. Everything will fall into place."
Wow.
Putin, big thumbs up on what Trump's doing.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, the allies are scared. And who knows what's going to happen with Ukraine now. And he's friends with Xi, too. So you have the most powerful man, the richest man in the world. And he's buddies with Trump, Xi, and Putin.
Yeah.
So it's a global thing.
It's a global thing.
It's not just U.S.
But I think, you know, Trump feels like he's right up there now with Putin.
Yeah.
And everybody else. All the great dictators of our time.
Right.
He's right up there with him.
Scary times.
And again, he doesn't have anything to lose. The Supreme Court gave him carte blanche to do anything that he wants.
Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up, we're going to lighten the load a little bit here. We're going to talk to the Dane County Humane Society, and I'm going to see if I can find a new dog.
All right. Well, let's find out.
Yeah, with our dating game.
Yes.
Our Dane County Humane Society dating game coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, well, at least until the country completely collapses. Who knows?
We'll be here.
We'll be on some barge, you know.
Pirate radio. Hey, it's time for our dating game brought to us by the Dane County Humane Society.
Beautiful.
This is where I try to find my next new dog. Right.
All right. Well, let's hope that one of these days you'll get lucky. All right. Let's.
Well, that's not what this is about. This is about finding a dog. Never mind. Okay.
Oh.
Hey, now. All right.
Yeah.
Let's. I've got my blindfold on now, and Lisa Bernard is joining us. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
He has his glasses on over the blindfold.
It's how I hold it on here because the strap thing is kind of broken. Okay,
right.
So
there
are three contestants. John, you're going to have to lead me through this since I can't see anything.
I'm going to try and help just a little bit this time. I sat over here like a lump for the last few weeks.
Right. Yeah, you're always very helpful most of the time. So help me out.
Sure I am. All right.
So, Lisa, why don't you tell us about today's contestants?
Well, we have three. One is Haas. Then there's Romeo, and then there's Dakota.
Okay, I heard Romeo and Dakota. What was the first one's name?
Haas. H-O-S-S.
Like from
Haas.
Ponderosa. Haas.
Haas, okay.
And I mean, you could change the name once you adopt.
Well,
so.
Are they young enough to do that for Haas?
Haas is pretty young, 3 years old. So the thing with Haas is he's looking for a very, very special home because he's really super scared, including of some people. But we've noticed that when we put him in a calmer environment, like in an office, he really opens up more. He enjoys pets. He likes playing with toys.
Yeah.
So he just needs a patient family who's going to help him realize that the world isn't so scary a place.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of pets have gone through some kind of trauma, and it's always good to try and help out.
Okay, so that's Haas. Yes. Tell me about the next one.
Romeo.
Romeo. Is sure to steal your heart.
Yes. Yes.
So he's an adult.
Yeah.
He actually came to us last year in May as a stray, and we helped him find a home. But after months of them trying, the other animal in the home just didn't fall in love with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that happens.
So he's back to us,
yeah,
unfortunately. But it's okay because we're going to help him find a new home. He's a snuggle bug. He loves chin scratches and head pets. He knows sit, lay down, and shake. Apparently, that's what his former family said.
You have got
and
to
he
be
likes
kidding.
To lounge.
How old is Romeo?
We only know he's an adult.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a,
and
you know,
he
I
likes
got,
to lounge on the sofa and watch TV with you.
Oh, really?
I've got to tell you that I was going to say that Romeo is very much like a pet I had at one time, who used to go to the bathroom on the toilet, used to handshake, and used to fetch. So now I'm
right
thinking, is that mine?
Okay. Tell me
it's
about...
It's amazing what...
Okay. Well, tell me about the third contestant, Lisa.
Oh my gosh, Dakota. We love Dakota. Dakota is a senior. She's 9 years old. She's a nearly 80-pound snuggle bug. Can be a little shy at first, but she's very friendly. And once she becomes comfortable, which it doesn't take long for her to do that, she's so laid back and affectionate. She enjoys laying next to people as they're working and getting belly rubs.
Oh, gosh, and, stop it. I'm crying.
John, do you need another pet?
I'm welling up.
Oh, you're going to love her. So she do well in a home with another pet, too, like as long as they're calm.
Yeah.
So, and she does great with kids. So she's just all around personable.
Wow. Pretty nice.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Sam, how much time do we have left? Because I have a blindfold on.
Yeah, about 2.5 minutes.
Okay. You know, I would lean toward, I'm leaning toward number two there, Romeo. How old did you say Romeo is?
Romeo's an adult.
Okay.
Don't know.
I'm guessing Romeo is a dog.
No.
Okay. Well, then
it's a cat.
I'm looking for...
I'm sorry, okay. It's a cat. I left the cat out of the bag.
Ah, you did. I see what you did there. And
but it just goes to show you that you could train a cat like you can a dog with certain tricks. Like,
yeah. Well, number...
You can teach him sit.
The third one is too... I'm not looking for a big dog, so if that's a dog, 80 pounds, that's too big for me.
We got to wrap it up.
Can I tell you, though? Dakota's a little overweight.
Okay.
She's a beagle mix. So she's working on losing some weight.
Okay.
All right. And Haas is a...
We got the big reveal. Gordy took his blindfold off.
Well, I think we're out of time.
Yeah, you're running a little low on time.
Well, I would have gone with Romeo, but Romeo's a stupid blindfold's all tangled up in my head.
And Haas is out there, you know.
Where's Haas?
Young dog right there. The I don't know. What is it, a lab?
Yeah, he's actually listed as a black cur mouth mix.
Okay.
So probably a little bit of a lab in there, too.
All right.
So. Okay. Well, Haas looks great.
Sorry, I tricked you.
Well, that's okay. if people are interested in adopting any of these animals, they're available at the Dane County Humane Society, correct, Lisa?
Yes, they are all available. So Dakota is in foster, so you'll have to reach out and make an appointment so we could bring her to the shelter to meet you.
Okay. And if people want to find out more, they can go to your website, which is?
GiveShelter.org.
Lisa Bernard, thank you for joining us. It's always fun to play the game, the dating game, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. We're going to find you someone, Gordy.
All right.
One of these times.
Very good. Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Right around the corner, a lot more of John and Gordy.
Yes, absolutely.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.